From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. 35 years ago today, Liberty City in Miami was smoldering. Flames leapt from the shells of cars while people looted businesses. 18 people died. Over $100 million worth of property was destroyed. The McDuffie riots were more violent than what happened in Baltimore and Ferguson, but there are still a lot of similarities. The destruction in Miami came after a slew of confrontations between police and black Miamians. It reached a pinnacle when police were acquitted in the death of Arthur McDuffie. Reporter Wilson Sayre looks back at the McDuffie riots.
The McDuffie case had been a sensitive one from the start. Arthur McDuffie had served in the military, he was an insurance salesman, and part of a well-respected family. After being pulled over on his motorcycle one night, McDuffie's skull was cracked, and he died 4 days later. Several officers were charged, and the trial was eventually moved to Tampa. Their attorneys argued it'd be too hard to have a fair trial in Miami.
We were all glued to the TV, looking at the coverage.
D.C. Clark is a prominent leader in Miami's black community. In 1980, he was a young high school teacher. He was home with his mom and sister, sitting around the TV waiting for the verdict.
It meant something to us. We wanted the justice system to work. We know that a man just got brutally murdered, and we just felt that the only thing that can keep some sense of sanity within the community is a just verdict.
To him and many others, a just verdict meant a guilty verdict. But it took just over 2 hours for an all-white jury to acquit the last police officers charged in McDuffie's death.
As charged in count one of the information, not guilty.
Nobody could believe it.
I didn't meet a single white person or Hispanic person who thought that what happened to McDuffie was okay.
Marvin Dunn is an historian focusing on South Florida's black community.
Everybody expected convictions. And when that didn't happen, it was just an outpouring of rage that simply could not be contained.
First, people gathered by the hundreds outside the Justice Building near Jackson Memorial Hospital. The crowd sang old civil rights songs, then began chanting. Then shouting. Some people stormed the police station that was near the Justice Building. D.C. Clark was watching another crowd gather in Liberty City.
We begin to see footage of crowds gathering outside right there on 62nd Street. My mother directed me to go get my aunt right away.
Because his aunt lived right near there. So Clark drove into the scene he'd just been watching on TV.
It looked like a war zone in most of the major streets that we were familiar with in this town. Skies were blackened, smoke, soot, you know, the smell of chaos.
V.T. Campbell was an officer with the City of Miami Police at the time.
We got word come on the radio that they were taking over Zaire's department store, and that was up in Liberty City at 12th Avenue and 54th Street. And I remember getting hit with one of the riot batons because one of the guys ran between two of us and he ducked and I didn't.
Campbell says there was really no plan. At the time, the police just didn't have a protocol for how to respond to a situation like this properly. Police worked grueling 12-hour shifts.
A lot of gunfire. You could just hear it going, you know, and you're aware of it because, you know, you never know where it's coming from. As I recall, I probably saw four or five bodies that night.
On the second day of the riots, the National Guard arrived.
That riot was Miami's worst day.
Marvin Dunn again.
It was worse than the 1926 hurricane. It was worse than Andrew that came later. It was Miami's darkest day.
He says the McDuffie riots scarred Miami emotionally. Back then, a young Marvin Dunn was interviewed by Channel 10. He was trying to organize a committee to decide how to respond to the McDuffie verdict.
The black community will remember McDuffie 50 years from now. You never overcome this kind of atrocity.
And certainly 35 years on, he's not wrong. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Tomorrow we'll take a look at what happened after the riots and whether or not those scars have healed. Thanks to the Lynn and Lewis Wolfson II Florida Moving Image Archives. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.